So you're at the end of the regular season. What are kind of your thoughts on how your freshman season has gone so far?
I think it's been a really exciting year. There's a lot of adjustments to be made and things to get used to, but it was honestly just so much fun, and I can't wait to go into postseason with the team and the coaches, and I just can't wait to see how the rest of the season turns out.
I know that you weren't originally planning on coming to Utah. It was actually you were going to head to UCLA, but they pulled your scholarship. Are you happy now that you're here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything happens for a reason, and I wouldn't want it any other way. I learned a lot of things about myself through that experience and just a lot in general about life, and I am just so happy that it did work out that way. And, you know, you can never really worry about anything. Like, everything's going to turn out the way it's supposed to, and I'm so happy it turned out the way it did because I'm so happy here.
So UCLA, speaking of the Bruins, is the only team to defeat you guys this year, and you're going to face them again in the Pac-12 championships. Now, something that both Coach Marsden and Brianna Hughes said is that you're trying to focus on not just revenge against UCLA. How do you kind of put that in the back of your mind, knowing that you were going to go there, they pulled your scholarship, and they defeated you?
I mean, it definitely gives us extra motivation, me obviously a little bit more motivation to kind of beat them and just do what we know how to do. But I try not to think about the other team so much as just to doing what, if everybody can take care of what we're supposed to take care of and get done and accomplish, then it'll accumulate into the whole team accomplishing what we can do, and then it'll hopefully end up in a win. But we try not to really focus on the opponents that much more than just ourselves.
So the Pac-12s, it's kind of a different format for meets than these regular season meets where you're facing just one team. What have the coaches and the older gymnasts kind of told you on what to expect and how to prepare for this mentally?
So we've done some things in the gym about like corrals, which means that you're kind of to the side of the equipment and you're not with that person next to them on the event. Your whole team is kind of away from the apparatus, so you go up individually. So you're not really with your team as much as you want to be in regular season like we are. So we've kind of been practicing that in the gym, and we'll practice it again today. And they've just tried to help the freshmen like picture what to expect so that we can do like mental imagery to focus on, you know, what to expect.
And has that been kind of difficult to adjust to not being around the team as much for you?
Yeah, I mean, I love having the teammates, like, right there to cheer you on and to see them on the floor, like, on the sidelines and stuff. It gives you a little bit of extra push. But, I mean, there's only, four meets postseason, and so we can handle that. It's not a big deal. And we've been practicing it, so we'll be able to do it.
Do you feel any extra pressure for the Pac-12s? I know you weren't on the team, but, you know, they're two-time defending champions. Do you feel any pressure from that yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think the pressure is put on by myself. I just want to be able to carry this team on to winning again, and so I put that on myself. But, I mean, it's just my biggest goal of this year, I think, is to win Pac-12s, and so I'm just really excited and motivated, and I hope that the freshmen and I, we can help carry the team to do that.
And one last question for you. What, in the last few meets here in the postseason, what is the number one thing that you want to work on the most?
Living in the moment. I realized how fast that this year goes by. Like, we're already in postseason, regular season's finished, and it went by in a blink of an eye. And I think a lot of times you just catch yourself in the nerves and in the heat of the moment, and you don't really take in everything that there is to take in. And so I think moving on to postseason, I'm just going to try to not worry so much about the outcome and just have more fun with my team. And because, you know, the outcome, it is what it is, but it's what you make of it and how much fun you're having. Those are the experiences that you'll remember forever. So I think just to have more fun and take everything in more.